it's just after 10 o'clock. It is a Friday morning, and this is Tom Shannon, and Friday morning at this hour signifies gone but not forgotten gold. Here's one I'm sure you'll remember, Marvin Gaye.
Well, I'd be doggone if I wouldn't work all day.
Take you back to the 60s with Eric Burton and the Animals. Everybody wants to say Eric Burton because of Richard Burton, I suspect. But that's Eric, who went off on his own, was with a group called War, actually helped form it. And then he went back on his own and back and forth, and he's kind of dabbled around a little bit. But those particular days, I can remember being in New York and meeting with Eric and the Animals at a big press party at the then newly opened, what was that hotel in New York? It's right there on the... gorgeous place, and I mean, it was brand new. It was like opened 6 months ago or something, and now, of course, it's plenty old, but I can't remember the name of it. The Americana, perhaps. Maybe that's it, the Americana. 7 minutes after 10 o'clock. I've got one coming up in about, 90 seconds or so after we check the weather and some messages that I know you're going to enjoy from a group out of Texas.
A new film by Woody Allen, Manhattan.
You won't take me seriously just because I'm 17.
Manhattan, rated R.
And it's now playing at the Devonshire Cinema in Windsor.
Firestone announces the price of $19.79 for the Firestone Deluxe Champion Polyester 4-Ply Tire.
Firestone! There's a whole new direction, a whole new point of view. Everybody's out and going, doing what they want to do. That's why now you'll find the age of 7-Up is here. Because we love that quick, refreshing taste, so light and crystal clear.
Michigan lottery number from yesterday was 066066. Our winning weekly Michigan lottery numbers were 16 and 35, 555, 16 and 555. Motor City weather partly cloudy today and tonight. They've dropped the mention of rain for today. The chance of those thunder showers, that's been all sort of depleted. Not around, high of 80, low tonight of 50. They moved them, however, till tomorrow, sometime on Saturday, mostly cloudy, and some scattered thunder showers throughout the day tomorrow. High of 77 degrees. It's currently 64 in Cleveland, 64 in Toledo, 59 in Detroit. That's 15 Celsius at CKLW. So from 59, we got a long way to go to get to 80, but we also have a long way to go to get to a lot of things. So just hang on for it and spend the Friday as best you can. Hopefully listening to Gone But Not Forgotten Gold. This was a pretty big record for a group out of the, I was going to say the Tex-Mex area, right around where Buddy Holly and Freddie Fender and things like that started. They really had only one hit, and that was in 1966. Two brothers, Bobby Fuller and Randy Fuller, got together and put the song called I Fought the Law, which was a big one. Bobby Fuller Four. Song in the year 1966, the Bobby Fuller Four. Somebody called the last time we did our Gone But Not Forgotten Gold on a Friday and said, can I play this? And so I looked it up, and there it was. We found it, and hope you enjoyed it. One quick footnote, and a very tragic one, if anybody remembers and is into that kind of a thing, Bobby Fuller took his own life, so they say. He was found asphyxiated in his home, then brand new home, just about a year after this hit record, in Hollywood, California, was found asphyxiated. His brother Randy continued with the group under the name of the Randy Fuller Four, but not too much happened, but... sort of a little tragic footnote there. For I Fought the Law and the Bobby Fuller Four. See if you remember that. Jerry Marsden, the Pacemakers, part of the British invasion in the 60s, 64 and 65. Remember, I'll Be There.
Don't you worry, darling. Don't you know I'll be there. Don't you worry, darling.
Night, I hear my neighbors talking.
Get on the way.
Dig Me and Wake Me. That's one of the lesser hits of the Four Tops, and we call this Gone But Not Forgotten Gold. Some of the things you don't hear very often, primarily because they weren't as big as some of the others. And, of course, that song pales when you put it next to, in terms of overall success, Baby, I Need Your Lovin', and Ask the Lonely, I Can't Help Myself, same old song. What else? Something About You. Reach Out, I'll Be There. It was from 1966, by the way, somewhere. I won't say exactly smack in the middle of all the hits for the Four Tops, but even the current things like It's All in the Game, Still Waters, and Keeper of the Castle, and things like that. They've had lots of them, and that's one of the lesser heard ones around, but still a very nice one. Shake Me, Wake Me, Four Tops at CKLW at 19 after 10 o'clock in the morning, and this is Tom Shannon. By the way, the summer's best concerts are free from CKLW. I have an admission pass for four, that's what it is. It's for, I'm looking at what I've got here. Natalie Cole, that's what it's for. Four admissions for Natalie Cole. And I think Peaches and Herb are on the same bill at Pine Knob. The date is June the 23rd. And rather than just taking a random call, I will ask a question about a song I'm about to play. Do this every Friday, and we'll do that in about 90 seconds. So listen very carefully. I'll tell you the title of it. All you have to do is come up with the artist.
Hi, this is Surrender Revolver outside the movie theater where the movie Up in Smoke, starring Cheech and Chong, the two counterculture comedians, is being previewed. If you could describe the movie in one word, what would you say?
Reach out and touch my arm. Reach out and call up and just say hi.
Michigan Bell reminds you, dial direct and save.
Thank you very much. 22 after 10 o'clock. This is the song. Its title is Nothing But a Heartache. And I know it'll sound familiar to you. It's in the 60s, of course, mid-60s to be specific. And any more specific than that, I won't be because I don't want to give away too much. All you have to do is be able to tell me the artist or artists who recorded this song. It was their only hit. I can tell you that also. And you've got yourself an admission pass for four to see Natalie Cole at Pine Knob. Nothing But a Heartache, the song. Who are the artists? That ought to make a lot of sense to you. Nothing But a Heartache. I won't tell you who did it. I don't have a winner yet. That's part of our question, who are the artists, and that's their only hit song. As a matter of fact, nationally, I think it did top 30 in the country, and if you're talking about Windsor and Detroit, it was top 5, so quite a considerable difference in chart action, but it did very, very well around here, and so you should very well remember it. Question is, do you remember who recorded it? If you do, it's worth a CK admission pass for four to see Natalie Cole. I feel we may have a little problem with that because I haven't got a winner yet, but we'll go to the phones in just a second.
In 1919, a new food store opened called Dominion. At a time when other corner grocery stores were no more than a one-counter operation, Dominion began introducing ideas our grandparents had never experienced, like one-stop shopping, which meant customers could shop for fresh fruits and vegetables, top-quality meats and groceries, all under one roof. Today, 60 years later, our customers still depend on Dominion as a leader, constantly setting new standards in their supermarkets. You can depend on us. We guarantee it.
We Italians do not find it difficult to find something to celebrate or to find something to celebrate with. Asti Cinzano, Italy's fine sparkling wine. Asti Cinzano celebrates.
Mamma, Papa, I think I am in love with Giorgio and Antonio. And Vincenzo.
Tomasi Cinzano celebrates our cinema.
My new film will make you laugh, cry, think. Think about laughing and crying. But more importantly, it will make me rich.
Asti Cinzano celebrates our women.
She is more beautiful each day. Today she is 8.5 months old.
America, start celebrating with Italy's fine sparkling wine. Asti Cinzano is so fresh, fruity, and bubbly, you won't have to look for reasons.
It's now available at fine restaurants and wine shops in the Detroit area. All you have to do is be able to ask for Asti Cinzano and ask for this one. By the Beatles, and I know you'll remember, I should have known better. Maybe I should have. Indeed. 10:30 at CKLW with Tom Shannon and Dion. Uh-huh.
Oh, and I'm the type of guy who will never settle down. Where pretty girls are, well, you know that I'm around. Because I'm a wanderer.
I'm the wanderer.
Yeah, a wanderer.
Yeah, yeah.
I roam around, 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 around. Because I'm a wanderer.
Recent visitor to to our area, Dion DiMucci. Unfortunately, I found out about it too late because he's an old friend. I would have loved to chat with him. That's Dion DiMucci in The Wanderer. And I want to tell you, we've got a winner. We've got a winner, and I'll pass his name along and the answer to our question, our trivia question, in just a couple of seconds. After we hear about working my way back to you with the Four Seasons. January was the year of 1966 for working my way back to you, the original Four Seasons. And I mean Frankie Valli, of course, Nick Massey, Bob Gaudio, and Tom DeVito. Bob Gaudio, of course, went on. They broke up. Frankie left the group somewhere in the 70s, I think, believably, and just went off on his own. But there was another group at that time reformed. But the original members, the guys that most of us knew in the early 50s and 60s, and these guys have spanned some 20 years in recording, those are the original hardcore guys, and they were on that session, working my way back to you. Frankie Valli, of course, on his own with things like Grease and, you know, the rest of all the songs. Working my way back to you. Now, as to our trivia question, Greg Peer of East Buena Vista in Highland Park was the man that came up with the answer. He said, boy, I remember that so vividly, didn't even have to go back and look it up. The Flirtations were the people who recorded Nothing But a Heartache, and that was their only recording. That makes it a little more difficult when you've only got a one-time-out shot and you never follow up, so nobody keeps saying the song only for that period of time. But the Flirtations, correct answer for Greg Peer. He's got a CK admission pass for four for Natalie Cole at Pine Knob on June the 23rd. Congratulations, Greg. Took a lot of memory bank storing up and going back to find out that one. I suspect I would even have trouble until I saw it in front of me and said, oh, yeah, the Flirtations. Now I remember. One-time-only groups. They're the hardest. 10:36 in the morning. That's Farmer Jack's saving time. And this week, save on farm-made orange juice. Half-gallon jug, only 97 cents at Farmer Jack.
Here are the finalists in the GAP's annual Ode to Spring poetry reading.
Spring is swell. I like it a lot. The flowers smell, and it ain't hot.
Hey, you
I thought rhyming
you,
was important.
You win.
All into the GAP.
You know, you can save 25 to 40% on over 1,000 items during the GAP's early summer clearance sale. Terrific values on guys' knit shirts, gals' knit and woven tops are now just $5.99 to $9.99. Plus, there are big savings on casual pants and on fashion denim jeans. Hurry in now and save during the GAP's early summer clearance sale.
Here are Seals and Cross for McDonald's.
Nobody can do it like McDonald's can. We do it. Nobody can do it like McDonald's can.
Daily Michigan lottery number from yesterday, 066066 and 16555 with a winning weekly Michigan game lottery number, 16 and 555. My voice sounds a little raspy today, and perhaps it probably is in this first hour, because it's old and gone and forgotten gold. I have a tendency to talk a little more this hour, so if it sounds a little strained, that is why. Metro weather, partly cloudy today and tonight, a high of 80 degrees, a low tonight of 50, and mostly cloudy in those scattered thunder showers we've avoided so far today. Should be with us tomorrow, Saturday, and very prevalent. High of 77 degrees. 64 in Cleveland, 64 in Toledo, 59 in Detroit. That's 15 Celsius at CKLW. I'm going to stop for just a second and see if you can play this little game with me. If you have a record collection, I don't care whether you haven't looked at it in years, most of us in this area certainly have something of a label called Rictic, R-I-C-T-I-C, Rictic. It was kind of a maroon label, as I remember. I don't have the actual label in front of me. I have it on a cartridge, but the reason I say that is because there were so many local hits and then some that went on to be national. Barbara Mercer, I'm trying to think of... Edwin Starr, I think, started out in that label. And then there was a group of, really, musicians who were all local guys who participated, including some string members from the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, recorded at the old Golden World Studio over there on Dexter Boulevard. And they were called the San Remo Golden Strings. Then finally, when it went national, it became the San Remo Strings. And the song was Hungry for Love. Remember this one? It's probably in your collection from out of 1966. Hungry for Love with the San Remo Strings, and you've got to know that you can take that many, many steps further and just say that some of the musicians who went on to become, you know, stars in their own right, Dennis Coffey, Don Davis, who is today not only a fine guitar player, but a producer for Johnny Taylor and Marilyn McCool and Billy Davis and so many more, Mike Terry, all of those people, Detroit musicians, were on that session, Hungry for Love, which started out, by the way, as musical background or as a track for another song. They liked it so very well, they released it on its own, spruced it up, sweetened it up a little bit, and it became Hungry for Love and a big national hit for the San Remo Strings, recorded, as they say, at Golden World on Dexter Boulevard. So is this. Edwin Starr in S.O.S. Many in a group of solid hits for the Dave Clark Five.
Hey!
The 60s, you've got what it takes. Gone but not forgotten gold is the name of this hour on CKLW. I'm Tom Shannon. It's 10:48, about 11 and a half before 11 o'clock. Our classic album feature here at CKLW can be heard every Monday at midnight. This Monday, no exception, we have the Magical Mystery Tour in its entirety, of course, by the Beatles. That'll be this coming Monday night, beginning at midnight. More gold coming up.
First prize?
In our company's annual safety contest, right, Larry?
Hi, well, the big weekend.
Yeah, for your prize-winning entry.
Oh!
Wear a hard hat so you don't get hurt.
First prize?
An all-expense-paid trip. Oh.
Santa, our business is picking up. Well, it's now 10 minutes before 11:10:50 at CKLW. A young man in the 60s wielded heather power, or was it called flower power? Well, anyway, he was from Scotland. His name was Donovan Leitch, better known to most as Donovan. In 1967, one of his lesser played recordings was There Is a Mountain. There is songs. This is by the Dells. Big song in 1968 for the Dells. One of those incredible groups that really, without virtually any changes at all, have lasted 25 years, starting back in 1954 in the Chicago, Illinois area. I think specifically Harvey, Illinois, with Johnny Funches, who was replaced by Johnny Carter. That's the only real change. Marvin Jr., Vern Allison, Mike McGill, and Chuck Barsdale. All the members of the Dells still intact, still performing with all kinds of hits, like Stay in My Corner and There Is. What else did they have? The Love We Had Stays on My Mind, but they had an incredible sound. The Dells at 10:57, about 3 minutes before 11 o'clock. This is Tom Shannon with a reminder. Parents are reminded that story hours for preschool children are held every week at each branch of the Windsor Public Library. So call your local branch or pick up a copy of Highlights for more information.
Amok, a 7-foot Japanese soldier under orders to fight a war that ended 30 years ago.
And Elias Brothers' $100,000 Have More Fun in Michigan prize drawing. Win big, really big.
I'm Robert W. Morgan. This week on the special of the week, Bob Seger.
You know, it's funny, when we were coming up and people kept telling us, you know, this time you're going to make it, I was always skeptical, but there's always been something in the back of my head that said, you know, well, gee, when I make it, I'm going to buy a Boxer Ferrari or something like that. And here I am, and I have no desire to.
The special of the week. Sunday nights at 7 on CKLW.
We'll be looking for it, Robert W. And one quick note, this was done about 2 years ago, a fairly good-sized hit for Carly Simon and James Taylor, Mr. and Mrs. But the original goes back to 1963 for a brother and sister combination of Inez and Charlie Fox. The song was entitled Mockingbird. This is the original. Inez and Charlie Fox. Original from 1963. And it's called Mockingbird, of course. We'll do it again one of these days. I've got to replenish the supply of all the oldies I can find. Gone but not forgotten gold. Hope you enjoyed it. The music station, CKLW, at just after 11 o'clock. This is Tom Shannon, and Stevie Wonder is here, and I wish.